Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, February 26th, 2026. Following up on yesterday's report, in which we told you about the cancellation of a conference at University of Southern Maine that included speaker UN Special Rapporteur for the Occupied Palestinian Territories, Francesca Albanese. A spokesperson for USM said that they canceled the event, quote, after learning that one of the event's speakers is sanctioned by the federal government and appears on the U.S. Department of Treasury's Office of Foreign Asset Control's Specially Designated Nationals and Blocked Persons list, end quote, and that, quote, legally prohibits any U.S. person or entity from exchanging any goods or services with those on the list, end quote. The USM chancellor had also just received a letter from a group of Maine Senate Republicans demanding that they explain why they had invited this person, who they also called anti-Semitic without providing any evidence of that, and threatening to withhold funding. More background and links to more information are on yesterday's archives if you'd like to read up on it. Today we have a response from the organizers of the conference. Reading from a press release from the Maine Coalition for Palestine, quote, the University of Southern Maine has signaled it is canceling a conference scheduled for its Portland campus on Saturday, February 28th, just 6 days prior to the event. The Consequences of Palestine Conference was a one-day, four-session academic conference integrating historical clarity, media narratives, and the legal and human consequences of genocide and inaction. The conference was hosted by the Maine Coalition for Palestine, Maine Voices for Palestinian Rights, and the University of Southern Maine Department of Criminology and Sociology. Conference organizers entered into a booking agreement for Hannaford Hall at the Abramson Center at USM on January 27th and were notified by University of Maine Systems Office of General Counsel on February 20th the user agreement could be terminated. According to an email exchange provided by the conference organizers, quote, the University of Southern Maine has learned that one of the speakers planned for the Consequence of Palestine Conference is sanctioned by the federal government. Specifically, she appears on the U.S. Department of Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control, Specially Designated Nationals and Blocked Persons list, which legally prohibits any U.S. person or entity from exchanging any goods or services with those on the list. Given this, the university will need to immediately terminate the facility use agreement with you that is related to the event, unless, consistent with federal law, you can provide us with evidence of written approval from OFAC for the speaker to participate, end quote. And continuing to read from the announcement, quote, the correspondence from University Council began after Israeli and conservative Jewish media outlets, Jewish Insider, INS, and I-24 News, contacted the university administration about the conference. Conference organizers say they saw an article in JNS entitled, University of Southern Maine Nixes Campus Event with Francesca Albanese before receiving notice from the university seeking additional details and authorization. Organizers say they provided documentation to counsel from OFAC, as well as established case law, and they link to that, pertaining to nearly identical conferences and academic events, stating that, quote, Francesca Albanese's virtual appearance at our February 28th conference does not violate the letter or the spirit of OFAC sanctions, and that OFAC guidance does not require us to seek such authorization, end quote. Conference organizers say they offered to remove the sanctioned speaker from the program, at which point they were told, quote, even if Maine Voices for Palestinian Rights removes the sanctioned speaker, the university cannot host the event as we need time to assess the risk and put in place measures to ensure compliance. Therefore, the conference must be held elsewhere or postponed to a future date, end quote. In the press release, the organizers linked to supporting documents that they exchanged with the university, and I will put those links on the archives with today's program at weru.org. The press release from the organizers concludes that they believe there is a small chance the university may reconsider, but they're working hard to find an alternative venue on short notice. There are already more than 300 people registered for the event. You can watch the website coalitionforpalestine.me for more information. Amnesty International, Jewish Voices for Peace, and Jewish Voice for Liberation have all spoken in support of the UN Special Rapporteur, Francesca Albanese. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.